is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Chivago Line is brought to you by Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Grand Bahama News, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday after Wednesday. Afternoon. So glad you could join us today. If you want to give us a call on this Wednesday afternoon, please do so on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. 325-4259. You can text us on 422 in the Family Islands. From the Family Islands, sorry, you can text, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720 on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Now, y'all don't get mad with me today. Please don't get upset with me today. But I find it rather odd that there are people who regard Mr. Ingram, the former Prime Minister of the Bahamas, Hubert Alexander Ingram, as a political millstone. Millstone, you know what a millstone is? A millstone is a heavy a stone that they used to use to kind of like anchor them animals to and keeping them still, right? It was heavy. You don't get too far. It's a crushing device, right? That's how heavy it was. So Mr. Ingram is one of them politically washed up. Nobody like him. He's unpopular. And him coming out and endorsing the candidate and getting involved in the thing down there in Marco in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, and that by-election is a problem for the Free National Movement. That's the notion some people have. If that is true, why are people upset about him getting involved? If you are PLP, for instance, right? If you are a COI and you believe that Mr. Ingram's presence or participation or any involvement in the West Grand Bahama and Bimini by-election would be hurtful for the Free National Movement to be to continue, why would you wish and hope he just go away? You should be encouraging them, Mr. Ingram. You need to talk more. You need to go some more. But the reason is, ain't no sensible soul on planet Earth believe that. None. They don't believe that. You know what? Why? One of the reasons why Mr. Ingram did what he did? Because opponents of the Free National Movement were in the West Grand Bahama and Bimini seat saying, well, look, even Ingram don't support them. Now, let me ask you a question. Why, if Mr. Ingram didn't matter, if what he said didn't matter, if his participation didn't matter, why would anybody use that line? Because, okay, so he don't support them, but he don't matter, so it shouldn't matter. You all think them people stupid, eh? They know exactly why they were doing what they were doing. Because they wanted people to whoever Mr. Ingram could influence, whoever he could influence, they wanted to know Mr. Ingram didn't support this, so therefore you shouldn't either. That's why they said it. And that's why Mr. Ingram came out to do what he did, because he wanted to put to the lie the notion that he did not. Right? So if we're going to at least make these arguments, at least let's think them through. Let me give you another example. So the suggestion is, Mr. Ingram was there during the Elizabeth by-election, and they didn't win Elizabeth. Man, nobody could decide to have such a casual analysis of the events that happened in there. Because if you want to use that, Mr. Ingram was there during the Elizabeth by-election and the F&M lost. That is true. But Mr. Ingram was also there during the by-election in Marco City with Sir Lyndon Pending the Great as prime minister and the government, and he won the by-election in Marco City. How do you explain that one? Mr. Ingram was there when the Free National Movement in government, and he is prime minister, won the by-election after the retirement of Sir Lyndon in South Andras. How do you explain that? It don't make sense. Because you have to do an analysis of the totality of the context. You can't just say because Mr. Ingram was there. My man, for real? Seriously? You saw Mr. Ingram he retired from politics and they went to North Andras, North Abaco, and they couldn't even win the North Abaco seat. Yeah, but the man who replaced him said the Ingram era was over. So obviously he didn't want Mr. Ingram involved down there, even though Mr. Ingram did do a couple of appearances for Gomez, the candidate at the time. The fact that there is conversation around Mr. Ingram, the fact that Mr. Ingram is in your mouth and my mouth, means that he is a presence in the whole deal. And you know what? Let me tell you all something. There are political players on the PLP side who I have the greatest regard and respect for. I might as well tell you, I have the greatest regard and respect for. I even have the greatest regard and respect for them in respect of their governance now, the way they are operating in their ministries, et cetera. I call it no name because I don't want nobody to get upset when they decide, oh, we're lying this and lying that, don't like that one, don't like this one, and so forth, because that's not the point. But you know, they know, and they pick up that Mr. Ingram went down there, and they will observe it. They're not going to be dismissive of it. They're more savvy than that. If you are out there and you think and believe, well, Mr. Ingram saying something don't matter, you are living in an alternative universe. Will it make the difference between winning and losing? Of course, I don't believe so. I don't even think Mr. Ingram believes so. But what I think he wanted to do was to say, y'all are brownie points or get boosted or get aided by an untruth that I do not support. The party that I led for decades in this by-election. That's what he wanted to do. He wasn't saying, oh, me coming is going to be the salvation of the thing. No, come on, Mr. Ingram is not that naive. He's too politically savvy to believe that. But if you believe that it doesn't matter what he does, you are very naive, if that's what you believe. And so he shook it up, that's just as he normally does. You know, if Sir Lyndon, God bless his soul, was alive today, and Sir Lyndon was in retirement, and Sir Lyndon went in a place and spoke, man, listen to me, I would be stupid to believe that could not hold any weight or influence anybody. Sir Lyndon knows what, they juggernauts, man. And there are political figures beyond Mr. Ingram and Sir Lyndon and those in a political environment, and they can change some things. Will they make the difference as to winning or losing? No, but they can get you support where you didn't have support before. And if you believe pulling in Tommy Turnquest or Dr. Hubert Minnis is a weightier consideration for the Free National Movement than Mr. Ingram? I do not know what planet you live on, because let me tell you, even Mr. Turnquest, I dare believe Dr. Minnis will tell you, please, come on, are you all serious? Mr. Hubert Alexander Ingram? Come on, man. All those gentlemen have their influence in the world. Anybody who believes that Dr. Minnis don't have the influence is sleeping under the hood of a car. He has influence. No question about it. Don't believe Tommy Turnquest has influence? But Hubert Ingram has done what he's done in politics because he's Hubert Ingram. And no one who has worked with him, served with him, who has been an opponent of his, takes that lightly. No one. So I wouldn't go around believing Mr. Ingram is an anti-asset or a liability, in other words, to a cause that they're trying to do. Because if he wasn't, why are other people trying to say he did not support the effort? Why would say it would be useless to say that? Oh boy, you all see all this movement taking place because Mr. Ingram spoke. You saw all the press you get. Why are you doing the press to follow Mr. Ingram? Because it doesn't matter. Because what he says doesn't matter. You think that? You think that's Anyway, we'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after break. Got some other things to say, but Mr. Ingram and some reactions to some things he said. We'll be back to this break.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's Festive Giveaway, with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASU savings account for a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
Boy, ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9. FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not. Take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. This text says, Mr. Lang, Mr. Ingram is, in my opinion, the most political battle-tested leader since Sir Lyndon. He reads the political checkboard of the king. Mr. Minnis owes him a debt of gratitude, if the truth be told, for helping him become prime minister. This text says, so great show as usual. Papa also tell them running is a bad idea in the by-election, so if they lose, don't blame him. Okay, if you think that's what Papa told them. This text says, good afternoon, just checking on, This text says, good afternoon, sir. Did the Guardian report that Mr. Ingram told Mr. Pintard not to contest the by-election in West Grand Bahama and Bimini? Well, let's look at what the Guardian, said. We could ask the Guardian, but I could tell you, having myself spoken to Mr. Ingram, told matter, and Mr. Ingram indicated what the history of contesting by-elections have been, right? And so he expressed his view on the matter, but left it to the leader, because only the leader could make the decision not to run or not. So I'd have to get the Guardian. I thought I had it, actually. I'd have to get the Guardian's story to see what was recorded. I don't know that the Guardian did, in fact, say that. So give me an opportunity, and I'll get back to you on that. I'm not entirely sure what difference that would make to you, though, because I've been through this. The Guardian is indicating it did not report any such thing. So to your question. So if you are asking, did the Guardian report that Mr. Ingram told Mr. Pintard not to contest, the Guardian is saying it did not. It did not. So maybe you have another source or a different source. Okay. Minister Pierre Glover-Rolle. I saw the clip. Minister Pierre Glover-Rolle made a very broad and very direct statement that the FNM did nothing for the public service. She didn't say the Minnis administration. She didn't say the Ingram administration. She said the FNM did nothing for the public service. That's what she said. Nothing. Now, you will recall that I have said this before, that people who come to this, to the fore, and say things like, the PLP did nothing for the country, Sir Lyndon did nothing for the country, Mr. Ingram did nothing for the country, Mr. Christie did nothing for the country, Dr. Minnis did nothing for the country, I said before, are absolutely not out telling the truth about what happened, or they are not aware, or they are being something about it, right? Because take, for instance, I do not believe, I honestly, earnestly do not believe that Minister Pierre Glover-Rolle sought to be untruthful when she said what she said. I really don't. This is God's honest truth. I don't believe that. What I do believe was when she said that she was, you know, in the moment of political excitement, because she was given a rally speech, and a speech in the parliament. This is typical. This is not unusual. You get excited, man, and you want a good picket, and so you say something which on reflection or on review could be demonstrably as inaccurate. Demonstrably, okay? So what I have to say, though, before I say some other things about minister's comments, is that in the news clipping I saw of her response to Mr. Ingram's response to her statement that the FNM did nothing, I thought she demonstrated a fairly good deal of maturity. Minister, I really commend you for that. She didn't come back and try to bash her way through the situation. She very tenderly tried to hold her woman point, while at the same time acknowledge that what she said may have been and could have been contextualized in relation to the Minnis administration versus the Ingram administration. So I do commend her for that. But as I listened to her, I still found significant one way she addressed it, though. Now, here's the thing. I have a personal interest in this because for 5 years, I was a minister of state for finance and I was a minister of state responsible for the public service, just as she was for a couple of years. For the public service, me. The FNM did nothing for the public service, was her retort. Mr. Ingram obviously showed and demonstrated that that was demonstrably incorrect. I mean, seriously? Let's start. Are teachers in the public service? Yes, they are. When Mr. Ingram came to office and the Free National Movement came to office, teachers were making woeful entry salaries. Woeful. Significantly improved under Mr. Ingram and the Free National Movement. That's a fact of the history of this country. Are police officers in the public service? Yes, they are. They were woefully, woefully underpaid insofar as their entry into the service is concerned. Who changed that? Mr. Ingram and the Free National Movement. Before, the teachers who are in the public service had no such thing as what they call them now. Master teachers and these kinds of things. That happened. Education system is in the public service. You all check the school environments that the people, the educators and children of this country lived operate in now. Look at the schools that were built. In fact, ask yourself the last time a school was built, or two schools. They were built under Mr. Ingram and the Free National Movement. Is the public health system not in the public service in this country? Well, how did the public health authority come about? Hospitals Authority. How about that? The modernizations that took place at the hospital there in New Providence and around Memorial Hospital, they did not happen under Mr. Ingram and the Free National Movement? No? They didn't happen? No. Okay. And the list could go on and on, whether you talk about civil service salary as a general rule and increase the establishment of minimum wage for them, or many, many such things. Do you know that the 24/7 e-government platform that's established, the first time anybody ever did any online public service thing was a renewal of a driver's license? Well, that happened under Mr. Ingram, the Free National Movement, you know, that's public service. The University of the Bahamas was engaged when I was there to do a customer service excellence pilot project, and I think it was 4 or 5 areas and so forth. So all with the aim to improve the service for the public. Really? That a ministry and a minister comes in and meets challenges still existing in the service, and maybe some of them longstanding, that, and you think that that's a miracle? You think that that's exceptional? Seriously? Sir Lyndon Findling and the Progressive Liberal Party were government of the Bahamas for 25 years. 25 years. And in 25 years, when the Ingram administration assumed office, there were still challenges in the public service. This is a world. It's a dynamic world. Things. You ain't gonna, if you fix everything, why you need anybody? You can't fix everything. But you shouldn't say that people did nothing. There's no way people were going to come back behind Minister Pia Glover-Rowland and say she did nothing while she was in office. That'd be be absolute nonsense. I cannot believe that she would sit down in the government of the Bahamas for 5 years and do nothing. Does she really believe that that is what Mr. Ingram, Dr. Minnis and them did? That's what we did? They sat down and did nothing? Really? Nothing? For 5 years? All the civil servants who worked with us, all the permanent secretaries and deputy permanent secretaries and all them people, they were doing nothing. Doing nothing, not functioning at all. You believe that? No, man, she don't believe that. Don't believe that. But this is what we are doing to ourselves. This political talk, we are doing it to ourselves. And then we wonder why people have such low view of the political leadership of the country. Well, why shouldn't they? Each group essentially says the other group was crap, trash, did nothing. Well, then why should the public ever believe anybody did anything to them? Saving and except when they know what was done for themselves. That's why when a Mr. Ingram would say, wow, I remember when he. I remember in this country that you used to line up on one day to get a driver's license. Does anybody remember that? That's the public service delivery, you know. Do you remember how that was changed to year-round licensing? That was public service reform under Hubert Alexander Ingram, the Free National Movement. Anyway, it is what it is. All I'm telling you, listen to me. Younger politicians, let me tell you something. Chances are you will have to live with the political system we have for longer than the older ones. Well, why create a system that people are skeptical, feel cynical about because of the language you use? You use the language. You can still make your man point, your woman point, if by saying, you know, you could say they did not do as much as we thought they could have done or should have done. And we are trying to do that much more. You could say that there'd be nothing wrong with saying that. That's your belief. That's your view. That can't be regarded as inaccurate. You know, you could say that. And it robs you of nothing by saying that. You could say that. Right? But they ain't do nothing. You have to know that a leader like Mr. Ingram and those who served with him like myself would find that troublesome. You have to know that. Because I would never say any such thing of Prime Minister Lyndon Pinling. I would never say any such thing of Prime Minister Christie. I would never say any such thing of Prime Minister Davis or any other Prime Minister, including Dr. Minnis. And you know, Dr. Minnis, who you say didn't do anything to, you can't believe that. Because you cannot be so dismissive of the enormity of what he confronted and his administration confronted when they came to office, whether it was Dorian or the pandemic. You cannot be dismissive of that. Cannot be. And can I come to, for instance, the Rand Memorial Hospital and see what has been done there, continued under Dr. Minnis, and say nothing was done? You cannot observe the public service or the Bahamian students to go to the University of the Bahamas and say he's done nothing. You cannot say that you're going to do more with the Bahamas Small Business Development Center and not acknowledge that an idea birthed under the Christie administration came to fruition under the Minnis administration. So when we say we don't continue things, we need to continue that. I do accept that this was language born of political excitement. I do accept that. So I hold no grudge. I really believe that was just and I've seen it happen. I see moments like that happen very often. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
If you're looking for a burger that is 100% flame-grilled beef and comes with all the fixings you love, nothing beats the classic Whopper from BK. So, how do you make this classic flame-grilled Whopper from Burger King better? You double it! With double the cheese and double the bacon, this sandwich can fill any appetite. Introducing the Double Whopper from Burger King that is so big and delicious that the only way to make it better is to make it a combo. Try the new Double Whopper at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
It's World Investor Month, and today we're tackling a common problem, inflation. Inflation makes your money worth less over time. So how do you combat it? Think of investing as your shield. By putting your money in investments that typically grow faster than inflation, like stocks or real estate, you can protect your purchasing power. This message is brought to you by RF Bank and Trust and the Bahamas International Securities Exchange. Stay informed by following us on social media.
At a time when jobs are hard to find, crime is a concern, and the future of the country, there is one paper you can rely on as your source of news and commentary. The Nassau Guardian delves deeper into the issues. We ask the tough questions. We tell your stories. If you haven't already, pick up a copy today. The Nassau Guardian, news and views that matter since 1844.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host, today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So here comes this avid, very committed supporter of... says, you can't hide your bias. Last week when Mr. Moore said the PLP did nothing, invest in and Bimini, you took a whole show and praised him, only admitting he was wrong when a caller called in at the end of your show. Now you are using a whole show to defend Mr. Ingram's legacy. Sir, the pain Mr. Ingram imposed on some of us is unforgettable. So you see, let me tell you something. Sometimes when you open your mouth, you really should think twice before you let words come out of it. So here you are, you are accusing me of bias, right? You. Secondly, I know you are a supporter of the PLP and there's nothing wrong with it. Sent me a note accusing Mr. Ingram of something which I refuse to read because I cannot just stand in your words. But obviously if Mr. Ingram hurt you, right, you therefore now have a bias against him. But it's okay for you to have a bias, you say, but not for me, if you think I have one, right? I'm hiding behind my bias. You obviously don't listen to me, eh? Have you all not heard me say Mr. Ingram was my mentor? And that is clearly the relationship he and I have is unmistakable, just as the one he and Sir Lyndon had was unmistakably Christian Sir Lyndon had, right? So what do I have to hide behind? What do I pretend around the show? I talk with the FNM, I talk with the PLP. So you wanted me to talk with Mr. Moore? Mr. Moore is not a minister. Mr. Moore, what I talked about with Mr. Moore was not a praise of him. I talked about the craftiness of what he was trying to do and saying what he said. But because you were not picking up enough sharply on it, you call it praise. Let me tell you what I honestly want to advise everybody. When people hurt you, man, let it go. That bitterness does nothing to them, you know. It poisons your own soul. And then makes you want to poison other people. Don't get me in your business. Right? And you told me you're a former police officer. Do not get me in your business. Okay? Now, I want to read for you a statement that came out of the out of the Prime Minister's office, and the statement says, the Prime Minister has requested and accepted the resignation of Sylvanus Petty as Executive Chairman of Water and Sewage Corporation. Acting Prime Minister Chester Cooper accepted the resignation on behalf of the Prime Minister. We thank Mr. Petty for his service. The Deputy Chairman will serve as Acting Executive Chairman. So the chairman, executive chairman. So you all know that, like, a board, you can appoint to a board a chairman, and the chairman is essentially a person who kind of facilitates the discussions, leads the board of directors in the conduct of the strategy and oversight on behalf of the government of the company. But an executive chairman is essentially almost a full-time acting part of the management of a sort of the company, because that's almost a full-time job. So Mr. Petty is resigning as that because, as was revealed during the court case, his daughter had secured a contract with the corporation. And so clearly, Prime Minister was not having that, and for resignation. And so Mr. Petty is no longer the executive chairman of the Water and Sewage Corporation. This text says, you are as unbiased as they come, 100% fair. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I understand where that fella coming from, because he's definitely a progressive Liberal Party supporter. And I know sometimes, I told you, I don't get mad at me, but I know he would get mad because I know him. You know, he's at West Grand Bahama, Demi, you know, he told me. This text says, you don't allow these imbeciles to derail you. We appreciate you and the light that you shared on many a subject. Keep up the great work. Oh, thank you very much. I understand, but you know, I can touch a little bit sometimes. You know, there's people that touch me. Ain't no problem. It says, creature as usual, tell that text the Papa made it possible that people get loans to go to school, that loans most people never paid back, and government never peruse pursued court action to get the funds back. It's true. You mean the education loan, yeah. Ah, what a country I live in. What a country. So, I think before this thing is over, the by-election, and we only have what? It's supposed to be the 22nd, if I'm not mistaken. Eh? We got 7 more days or so. I suppose we will hear even more. By the way, do you all know that Prime Minister Davis, you know, I think it was released by the PM's office, that PM is attending a CARICOM Saudi Arabia summit at the invitation of the custodian of the two holy mosques, His Majesty Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, King of Saudi Arabia, has invited the CARICOM heads to a CARICOM Saudi Arabia summit. And I think, given the Saudis' ability to move capital and facilitate some things, that could lead to some things. I have to lie. I have to tell you, I chuckled a little bit. I chuckled a little bit because I said myself, the Prime Minister is actually either very comfortable with the situation in West Grand at this time. So, you know, very comfortable. Everything is in hand. I can be out of the country. You know, it's all good. He thinks it's a wrap for somebody. I don't think so. I don't think he thinks it's a rap. I don't. I really don't. I think he may be comfortable. I heard somebody complaining that that the PLP have all the cabinet ministers on the ground in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. What's new about that? When we were having a by-election in Elizabeth, all the cabinet ministers were down there. Me, all of my colleagues, we were all doing door-to-door. What's new about that? In the by-election in Marco City, St. Lyndon, and all his cabinet, even the Christian president of the Christian Council, was down in Grand Bahama in Marco City campaigning. What's new about that? Prime Minister, don't put all his forces on the ground? Come on, man. Yeah, come on, man. The government of the Bahamas ought not and should not don't want to lose the seat. You think they, if they lose the seat, what you think will be the narrative? And you will lose the seat because somebody said you shouldn't have your cabinet ministers down there. Man, I can tell you one thing. Prime Minister Davis is much, much smarter than that. Much more politically savvy than that. I can tell you that. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
And I just can't keep living this way. So starting today, I'm breaking out of this cage. I'm standing
up. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can text us at 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720 in the Family Islands. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Incidentally, according to a story appearing in The Guardian, the Prime Minister also indicated that the contract that was awarded to Mr. Petty's daughter would be for contract. The value was about $26,000 is what the contract value was. So today actually is advanced poll day in the West Grand Bahama and Bimini seat. So typically civil servants who will have to serve as election officers and stuff like that tend to vote in the advance poll. The parties are able to nominate individuals who will also work in their polling stations, work the polls for them. They also get to vote in the advance poll. It's parliamentarians too, I think, who may be able to do so. I believe our election laws now permit people to do so who may have some emergency scenario that might prevent them from being able to vote in the advance poll, on polling day. So that's happening today. Now, let me tell you what typically happens, right? when the general election takes place, people, the parties typically, you know, they try to make a stand out there on advance poll day because they are trying to make an impression and hopefully even influence some people to make up their mind even as they're going into the polls. And since a lot of these people tend to be civil servants, police, it isn't unusual for people to try to gauge, well, you know, if the police leaning this way, if the civil service leaning this way, boy, that ain't a good sign for whoever. So advanced polls can be impressionistic insofar as how people view things. Will be? What will be? Tell me, explain what will be. What do you mean will be? What do you mean will be? I missed that. So those votes that are taken in the advance poll, yeah, that the contract will be terminated. Yeah, that Perry's daughter's contract at Port and Sewage will be terminated. Yes, terminated. That's what the paper is reporting, that the Prime Minister said. Yeah. So you don't count those votes today won't be counted today. They get counted on poll day. But people who have done it at least could do go about their business on poll day. And so we'll see. It's the weather in Grand Bahama is not very sunny. It's overcast. It has rained a bit and drizzled a bit. Nothing heavy for that I can tell. I don't know exactly what's happening out west. But you know, people shouldn't have stayed away from the advance poll because of the weather. But it isn't the most glorious looking day out here today. If you want to give us a call, 6232, that's 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Someone, when I was in Nassau the other day, someone asked me, how were things in Grand Bahama? And here in Freeport. And then they said Freeport, and then they said Grand Bahama. I suppose the answer to that question might depend on, like, your reference point in terms of time, right? So if you ask me how is Grand Bahama compared to when Dorian hit it, I'd say much better. If you ask me how it was compared to, say, a year or two after Dorian hit, I'd say better. If you ask me how it was compared to how it was in the 90s, I'd tell you not even a shadow of itself. I'd say that. And so the economics of this island remains subdued. It has not seen any appreciable improvements in its economic fortunes in nearly 20 years. Okay? There are things that have improved. So I think the numbers since Dorian, for instance, the tourism numbers are up. So that's not to be questioned. There have been announcements about some things to be done. So Royal Caribbean, as an example, is supposed to be doing something out east. And I'm told that some preliminary stuff has started. I know they have, but that's not had any robust change in the economic fortunes down on the ground here as yet. The Alukaya remains unresolved. Unresolved. 4 years into the Menes administration, 2 years into the Davis administration, there is nothing concrete about a reopening launch of Alukaya, right? Port Lucaya, which is a central marketplace for tourists and now locals, they're punching away, struggling away. They are a shadow of themselves, a shadow. So there's still challenges there. No significant development is taking place in the eastern part of the island. In Freeport proper, no announcement of, no development on the way is being taking place outside of this very handsome $300 million announcement of the expansion of the, is it the shipyard or the container port? I think it's a container port. That hasn't yet had any appreciable impact on the city of Freeport, the island of Grand Bahama. Going out east, same thing. I mean, going out west, western part of Grand Bahama, nothing of any significance. And this is past all the administrations, including the one I was a part of, that this has been the fate and circumstance of Freeport and Grand Bahama. Okay? So that's what I told the person. I mean, it was not much different. Not much different at all. Says, Mr. Lang, you. Says, let me read you all what's back. He say, I can read it just how he wrote it. say, Mr. Lang, you just result people too much. I don't know if he meant insult or he meant what? But then he says, for a man that can't fight, you need to stop rowing so much. Sparky, I don't know why you want to get on my fishing line day. Why you want to do that? First of all, Sparky, how you know I can't fight? I tell you what I don't do is I ain't fighting nobody, man. I ain't looking for no fight. Bro, trust me when I tell you. I tell my kids, if you could run away from a fight, run away from a fight. But don't back me in no corner, brother. I ain't gonna lie to you. Don't back me in no corner. Save my life? You ain't gotta worry about me, bro. I been to Hawksville High School. John Wayne, call Sparky one day and tell him what school I went to here before he opened his mouth and get himself in trouble. Secondly, Sparky, I ain't gonna lie to you. I could row. When I need to and have to and want to, I can row. But you're the last human being on planet Earth to tell people to row, bro. The last human being. You ever hear that expression? The cat calling the pot calling the kettle black. You don't want to do that, man. I ain't hear from you for a little while, man. Everything all right? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller.
Sorry, Mr. Lang. How are you?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
Good. I must confess and be open that you now in my number three top out. But let me say this.
Okay.
Do you feel you're an honest person? You're honest. Uh-huh. You do you feel like the FNM had pulled a Trump card too quick?
What is a Trump card? I don't understand that. What is a Trump card?
The Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram.
But I don't think the FNM pulled that. I really don't. From what I understand, it wasn't a question of pull. This is what Mr. Ingram decided to do during a visit here, based on some things that were being circulated on the ground about his support for what was being done.
Him coming out like this now, where does this put Mr. Minutes?
Mr. Minutes? I don't know that to put Dr. Minutes anywhere. Dr. Minutes can come out and do the same thing.
You think they could get Dr. Minutes and Vassin and Bimini next week?
Well, let me ask you a question. You think that it would matter more that he go in West End and Bimini than Mr. Ingram?
Well, I think he should have gone first. Bring Mr. Ingram in on the last. It shows that they're not organized. Mr. Ingram may be on a different visit or something different and just decided to talk.
That's an argument somebody could make, just what you said. Because if they were coordinated, they might get all of them together to try and do it. Hey.
You've been in two elections before. Talk show earlier. Your talk show just before you.
They the other top two you called before you called the third one.
maybe. But listen to me. You've run in two elections. You mightn't directly, as a candidate, go out and buy somebody something.
I ran in four elections.
Four elections you have run in. I don't think you, as a candidate, have ever bought somebody a beer or something to drink. But I know your bag man did it.
I didn't do it,
But your bag man had to do it.
I don't know the bag man, though. I didn't have no bag man.
But somebody is tell them, hold this 300, hold this 400 in your pocket and anything I send people to you.
I understand what you're saying, man.
Yeah. So these people who are talking about, you talking about you're going into Vassin and Bimini to go play domino and drink. Tell them don't buy them people no beer and see what one beer after a T-shirt could cost your whole election.
No, man, but we don't do it like that. See? Hey, no, listen. We don't do it like that. So if a guy asks me to buy him a bear, I say, but I don't buy bear, you know? I'll pay for some sodas.
Yeah.
You know?
Same thing
for me.
That's what I'm saying. Same thing different. You don't understand what I'm saying. So these people need to let's get serious and stop trying to play like the Bahamian people are dumb people, man. We know election time is the obvious time. Election better. This next week will be bigger than Christmas in Vassin.
Next week, you hear about all them vouchers being given out, sir?
I said, well, next week and get more can give out. And guess what? The people don't decide who they can vote for, you know.
I believe you 100%.
Some people don't decide who they can vote for, man.
I believe you 100%.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I believe you. Thank you, man. I appreciate you calling. This text says, Mr. Lang, not only is the Grand Lucayan sale unresolved, there is no clarity that any progress is being made on the airport. After the government announced with great fanfare that Manchester Airport Group was going to be operating the airport, the representative of that company came down on a tour and talked as if he was exploring Grand Bahama for the first time. Nothing seems to be happening. Wow. Okay. Yep. His text says, International Bazaar, so sad, man. And Grand Bahama has such great potential in my view. Say number three. Say, we don't want Minutes. Minutes was lost for months now as far as our support for the FNM is concerned. His text said, bag man. Yeah, the man say. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's happening, sir?
Yeah, you know, I was to the other caller. You know, the thing is, with you, over the years, you listen to your review, right? When it comes to politics, I do trust what you say as and your sincerity. And so when you talk politics, I always listen just to get a little picture of how, what inside the politics look like. Cause I figure you don't pull no punches, right? Even though some people may think you do. But me personally, right, Mr. Lang, as relates to politicians making public statements, you know, when you when you read or you, I don't know what it is, but I used to read a lot. So I also knew Nixon was, right?
I don't know.
A tricky dick. It's called him tricky
dick.
So one of the reasons was the fact that he been on public TV, it's documented, and told the people that the biological weapons program was dismantled at Pine Bluff, Arkansas, right? But what they did was when the, through the Freedom of Information Act, subsequently people did the paperwork, they actually found out that they had increased the biological weapons program budget by about $3 million or so. So it actually showed that he lied to the people. And so I don't, even though they say the contract is discontinued, the young lady, if you didn't give me the date on the contract, the young lady should still be paid in any which event. You understand what I'm saying? And so they don't have to do it.
You're absolutely right. That is true. Because it's a contract. They didn't say the contract was illegally gotten, because it wasn't illegally gotten. Right?
Yeah, but I just wanted to sneak that in. But it's a question I wanted to ask you that I know you could help me with. What is our parallel law here or infrastructure against the American capital's gain stocks? What do we have in place here similar to that then?
We don't have anything that taxes capital gains or corporate income or anything like that.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for
nothing.
All right. Bless up. All right. Respect.
Yeah. No problem, bro. Say this party again. Say, you done tell us how your boys and Freebird used to fight for you. My boys? My two best friends on planet Earth is John Wayne Johnson and Dion Gibson. Call them and ask if anybody ever fight for me. I tell you that. Face back in your ass. Is here some things? Say, Lang, you didn't have a bag, man. No, I didn't have no bag, man. I didn't took money and said I can put it in a bag or give it to somebody and they're going to dish out money for me. No, I never did that. Now, if a friend of mine was walking with me, I would take, actually, I used to, so that I could avoid temptation, I'd take money out of my pocket. Give it to them to hold. Now, sometimes in life, you know, they might be generous with people, but no, I ain't no bag. Say, okay, if you want to be technical, did you have a suitcase? I did not. I mean, you know, people have a lot of thoughts about what goes on in an election campaign, and I can't tell you what goes on in every election campaign. I cannot. Those of us who have campaigned can only talk about what we do happen in our campaigns. Now, let me tell you something. Let's be real. Y'all want me to be real? Or y'all want me to tell stories? You want me to be real? Tell me. Anyway, we can take a break. And if you want me to be real or you want me to tell a story, then text me before we come back from break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
Welcome to World Investor Month. Let's talk about how investments behave when inflation sticks around. In a world of rising prices, maybes are real estate. Others, like bonds, may lose their luster. To navigate this, diversify your investments. Spread your money across different asset classes to reduce risk. This message is brought to you by RF Bank and Trust and the Bahamas International Securities Exchange. Get started by following us on social media.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So I want to ask you all a question before I get real. Some people tell me get real. This person texts saying, I can't handle the truth. I can ask you all a question. See, Sparky, tell people, say, I rowdy, right? And I row a lot. Let me ask you a question. Honestly, you all answer me. Do I row people who don't be rowing me back? Do I debate with people who don't be debating with me back? Just tell me that. Or do I just, because if a nice person or somebody who just calmly calls me and isn't being, I just row them. That's what happens. Or maybe I just sound rowdy all the time. Maybe that too. So listen to me. Say, good day, Shivago. Great show as usual. Yes, please be real, as you are always real, and that's why I listen. Listen daily. Thank you. Okay, so, all right. So, let me be real. And so, you're going to campaign. You're going to campaign. What are you going to campaign for? If you are the FNM, the PLP, the COI, what are you going to campaign for? You are going to try and win that seat to be a representative in the House of Assembly. If you're the major parties, you're literally trying to win enough seats to become the government so that you can do whatever good you believe you could do. So you're trying to win the seat. When you go down in a constituency, you have to contend with the reality that's on the ground. You have to deal with the hand that you're dealt with. So there are some constituency that you go in, they have a fair amount of middle to upper income people. The realities that you confront when you are campaigning with them is not the same as when you go in another constituency where people are having a very difficult time, where they are handicapped in their financial circumstances and so forth. And so you have to contend with a voter under voters in terms of what it is that they are suggesting is required to support you. You have to contend with that. So I don't want people to think that politics got a pocket full of money and then decide to dish it out and try and get people to vote for them. They know no campaign that does that, starts it out and goes there like that. I know no campaign that does that. I'm telling you all, it didn't happen a long time ago when I wasn't around. I'm telling you all what I know today and what I know in my recent history, right? So, but you go on the ground and you meet people who talk to you about the things that they believe it takes to get your support. Now, the political parties that you work with, that you are representing, know the realities on the ground better than you. Just remember, the political party has been on the ground and been in the business longer than any candidate it selects to be its representative. It has information. It knows what kind of constituency they're sending you in. So these political parties run parallel programs. They run they also know their candidates. So a political party knows Shivago Lang. He's new. He's a Christian young man. He don't drink. He don't smoke. But they also know that parts of his area, and maybe some big parts of his area, are people who came on the run. They don't, that's not their vibe. And they're not judging those people. That's their lives. They could live it the way they want. And they don't want Shivago to suffer liability by interfering with the profile that they thought he would bring that helps them be a contender in that constituency. But by the same token, they don't need that profile to get in the way of them being able to get some support from some people who ain't like Chicago. They got you. And they got the squad. Got people who know how to deal with this area while you deal with that area. Right? You're telling me you want me to talk the truth? You want me to tell the truth? Because they have to deal with the realities on the ground. You can't, you go into the by-election in West End and Bimini area. The government of the Bahamas is the government of the Bahamas. And the government of the Bahamas could make 1,000 things happen for 1,000 people down in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. I can't get mad at them, the government. If they want to hire 100 people, they could hire 100 people. If they want to fix somebody's house, they could fix somebody's house. If they need somebody's social services to get rescued, they could go and rescue them for social services. The government could give it 1,000, 10,000 vouchers if they wanted to give it out. What if that's the reality on the ground, what's the other party supposed to do? The other parties have to compete. So they may run parallel campaigns too. They tell send Bishop over here. Send Lincoln across the road. And they do what they gotta do. Political parties are very pragmatic. They're very pragmatic. Even though their rhetoric sounds idealistic, they are very pragmatic. They're very practical on the ground, man. And anybody who's ever been touched by a political campaign in the Bahamas know exactly how things work. And you could be dressed up in three-piece suit and be a businessman, and you know exactly how things work because you invite people inside your house and you sit them down, you say, listen, you know, that thing been stalling for a long while. Up in there, been trying to get that moving and ain't nothing happening. These other people ain't been working with me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I expect when things change. And they can end it just like that. End it just like that. They ain't saying nothing else. And then you might receive the donation later on. Y'all want me to tell the truth or you want me to tell a lie? Right? But this is the nature of the game. And I don't mean game as in some malicious something. This is the nature of the environment and the situation and circumstance that confronts a political group of people in the realities of our country. And these are not dictated to by the politicians alone. They are dictated to by the voters who impress their insistence upon the camp, upon the politician as the politician seeks their support. That's hard work. Miss Texas, hello, do you know what service was to be provided by the lady with the contract? Oh, I don't know, sorry. Yeah, that's a good question, actually. I don't know. This text says, listen, I want to read, man, I'm not going to let you distract me, man. I'm not going to let you distract me. Say, Zhivago, I always let them know you've been to Hawksville, buddy. So Hawksville was like Florida, hold your ground. I always find it challenging when Bahamians talk about who rowdy. Bahamians, my people, who are called by my name? So, Mr. Lang, I have been listening to you for quite a while. You are not biased, but well-balanced in your political views. I find you to be forthright in your discussions, so don't mind those on the sidelines talking nonsense. Thank you. I appreciate it. Man, some of these folks up there, some of these folks are personal hurts, man. Sometimes I just maybe touch the wound. And I understand that. I understand that. A brother, listen to me. I want to read something to y'all. Y'all tell me how to read, right? So this is a fellow who earlier said to me, talked about, anyway, let me leave that. All right, we're gonna take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. Pay our respects to our marvelous sponsors, This text says, I really enjoy your political analysis. Thank you very much. I try my best to be helpful, even if not always useful. We're going to take a break, pay our respects to our beautiful, wonderful sponsors, and then when we come back, we will finish up the conversation. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live.
Marsh the car. The lady who ran into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year. Ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek, you can trust experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Child, Fidelity can on this year with their new festive giveaway. You could win cash, an iPhone 15, get a bill paid off, PS5, all kind of things. Apply for a loan or an ASUS savings account, and you could win. Try our call them now. Yeah? 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 325-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 242-300-300-5720. That's a call. You can call us on the Family Islands on that. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Say, this text says, the parallel campaign is a fact. And depending on the demographic of the constituency, there's a particular party who seems to run a straight foot campaign. By that I mean, they look for the known gang leaders and drug dealers to spearhead certain operations. The realities are sometimes disturbing. Yeah. But they are what they are on the ground, you know. I in the course of campaigning 4 times in a constituency, find it challenging to my moral and ethical standards at all. I did not. I can tell you that some people in my constituency found it challenging for them. I got cussed out any number of times by people who wanted me to operate in a certain way, and I would not, and to do some things that I would not. But that never bothered me. I wanted to win always when I ran. But I don't have a deep desire to be popular. Maybe I think y'all will know that from the show, right? I don't want to be disliked, but I don't have no real deep desire to be liked. Don't bother me to be disliked. It doesn't bother me for people to be upset with me, especially if it's for reasons that have to do with the fact that I'm just being real or being me or something like that, right? I can do things that can cause people to be upset because I did either a wrong thing or an offensive something, and I don't want to do that, right? But popularity ain't important to me. So, but you go down and you go down on the ground, as I'm sure these candidates will find, and the idealism that's in your head, you know, it's not the idealism that exists on the ground. It does not. On the ground, I'm sorry, the vast majority of people are not enthusiastically trying to get their community better. That's not true. A lot of people are not interested in that. They're interested in their own personal circumstances, in their unemployment conditions, in their housing circumstances, in some legal problems they have, in the need to get their mortgage paid, their rent paid. That's the reality, you know, especially in a troubled economic environment like what you would have down in the West Grand Bahama and Bimini area for the most part. So when you go down there, you have these political stump speeches that sound so grandiose. But the reality on the ground is entirely different. And while you are trying to be all noble and trying to be all idealistic and trying to speak theoretically to people, they are talking to you about their brass tack on the ground stuff. And you have to contend with both, because you got to talk about the things that you're trying to do, the job you have been hired for. You have to. I saw someone texted me to say, you got to be serious. People don't want to hear nothing about a legislative agenda. Well, since when did a leader get in only focused on the fact that people didn't want to hear something? What kind of leader you would be to talk that kind of nonsense? I told you before, when Nelson Mandela's people wanted him to take up arms after they came out of prison, Nelson Mandela took to the airwaves on television, and he said to them, and he's a real leader, because people who suggest that you shouldn't do things because people don't want to hear it ain't no real leaders. You're a follower. You following the crowd. Why Moses break up the Ten Commandments? They wasn't following him and God. Right? So Nelson Mandela took to the airwaves and he told them, he says, you know, I am your leader. And as your leader, I should tell you when you are wrong. And I'm telling you, you are wrong. That's a real man and a real leader. Anything else than that is nothing but fake and fraudery. You can't get caught up in being popular. You got to do the two things. You have to say, you know what? I understand you have an unemployment problem, a condition, etc. You know, hopefully if I'm elected, even now, if I know of something that I can refer you to, et cetera, I'm happy to do that. But can I also tell you about what we're seeking to do for this constituency in relation to the legislative agenda that we have? Okay, you can tell people that too. We always have this, you only can do one or the other. That's a narrow-minded, unwise person's position. You should read Steve Covey's book, The Third Alternative. He might be able to enlighten your narrow mind in that way. So you have to deal with the realities that's on the ground and note them. But political parties have ways to help. They have ways to ease that pressure too. They know how to do that. And I can tell you one thing. I was talking to some people who are down there in the West Grand Bahama and Bimini area. I'm telling you what they told me. They said, Mr. Lang, you can't come down here with no money. That's what they tell me. So you cannot come down here and not be able to do something for people. That's what they told me. right? That's what they told me. And I was also similarly told that the vouchers are flying in West Grand Mama Billy. Now you know what a voucher is, right? A voucher is money in kind. Money in kind. Now let's suppose the FNM giving out vouchers. You think the FNM could give up more vouchers than the government? Anybody, if you think the FNM could give up more vouchers than the government, raise your hand. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Shabago Lang. How are you?
Hey, I'm right here, my friend. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Super. In addition to yourself, when you were the minister, keeping your head above water, there is another minister, young minister, brilliant minister, that is somewhat like yourself, because I called him, we grew up together all of our lives, we rushed together, he's a lawyer, and I called him, and I asked him for a favor after he was elected, and he said to me, he said, as good as I know you, I cannot practice, right? And he said, what best I can do for you is steer you to someone that may can help you, and that minister is the Honorable Joe Mo Campbell Shaka, a very excellent minister. Excellent minister. And I just wanted to call, in addition to yourself, to say that.
Okay, I appreciate your calling. Man, listen, we have had many decent persons serve in the politics of the Bahamas. Many decent persons. You hear me? Many. Many, some of whom on both sides of the political divide that has ever been elected, and outside of those two political parties, decent people, man. Decent in terms of their sincerity to serve the cause of the Bahamian people, decent in terms of their desire to do the right thing all the time. I didn't say do it all the time, but desire to do it all the time. And more often than not to do so, decent in terms of the way they handled and treated people. We've had many such men. And you know what? This country has been blessed. You don't see what's happening and has happened in many countries in the world. Eh? Many countries in the world, man. Many countries in the world have been abused by their leaders. I mean abused. I'm not talking about whether or not your country has been poorly managed by your leaders, haven't made decisions that you would have wished them not to have made. I'm not talking about that. That has happened in the Bahamas. But I'm talking about people who took the country for their own political pockets and siphoned off hundreds of millions and billions of dollars for them and their family and their cronies and killed people. I ain't talking about no raw people and no job. Killed. Not 10 people. Hundreds and thousands of people. Killed them. Mashed them people's lives up. All in their greed and avarice and authoritarian disposition. So, Shivago, I see nothing wrong with the way you conduct your show, as your intentions to speak truth and educate your audience is a goal you set out to achieve is realized. I believe you are very patient with some time detractors like it's like some people. So my observation is that they are annoyed with you when you correct them. And I understand. You all help me, though. You all like... Can I tell you that? All of you, you've by your encouragement, some of you, by your beating me up, some of you, you helped me. You have no idea how much you've helped. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And I hold no grudges in my life. Can I tell you all that? That's the God honest truth. God could tell you, I hold no grudge. There is not a human being on planet Earth. When I think about, I say to myself, I hate them. I really, really dislike them. maybe some things about what, how they do things that I dislike, just like they dislike some things, the way I do things. I dislike some, the way I do some things. Can I tell you that? I dislike the way I do some things. But I hate nobody. I dislike nobody, man. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. When I even finish rowing you, I like my mommy, when I finish rowing you, that's the end of it for me. Yeah, says, this text says, awesome show as usual, Mr. Nine. Keep in mind that dog don't bark at parked car. He's speaking power. Who's the power? Nah, says that person. All right. So I don't know how it's all going to play out in the end. We're getting close. 7 days. I'm looking forward to it. Anybody looking forward to the results of the by-election? I see some of y'all. I see some of y'all already. I'm hedging. This is what y'all do. Hedging. You say, well, if we win, that's a big, big deal for us. But if we lose, that don't mean nothing for the next by-election, the next general election. Many people looking forward to results, and when they see it, I think one way or the other, people's mood will be affected. And y'all stop fooling yourself. If you lose on election day, if you're there for an MPLP, COI, or independent, you and your supporters, your mood will change. Let's be real. Your mood and your supporters will be changed. Of you and your supporters will be changed. Let me read this text. You know, sir, I'm going to read this text because you had a text yesterday that I wanted to read, but I didn't have the time and didn't. So this was yesterday. He said, hi, Mr. Lang, great show. We must learn how to shop and save. I love seed, food, and meats. Nothing tastes better than chicken. You wanted to say chicken? Broth? Chicken broth with your right rice. And some sweet peas taste good. I have a recipe for that. Of course, you add some other seasoning. This text is Mr. Lang, great show as usual. The Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram is definitely, in my opinion, the best politician in this country. He says what he means, and he means what he says. He would ride around this island on weekends and see what needed to be done. He knew what every ministry was about and their needs. He was a great thinker, planner, and hardworking PM. He knows politics and he tells you the truth. I could go on and on. Keep the good work up, Mr. Lang. Nurse. Thank you, nurse. Appreciate that. All right. Oh, let me get this last text before we go. Says, I hear the analysis on the way it is, but I can't help but think we'll never rise from this muck and mire until an independently super wealthy ethical leader emerges. It may never happen, but this buy-in votes because that's what it boils down to, while leaving people down in the mud because you need them to stay there so they're available for a vote purchase in the next 5 years is not doing us good. If that's what you read from what I said, I'm sorry, I sorely misled you because that is not true what you say. Not true at all. That is not the way it is at all. I mean, there's some aspects of it that is so, but not the way it is at all. And I'm sorry, maybe I give you that impression. Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. God bless you. I trust and hope you have a wonderful evening. He spares lives. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.